Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Isaac and Sue.
I'm gonna get some butt and drive big truck on the roads. Road. I'm gonna kick some ass with a lie. Some kick a little ass. Rock, slide, and eagle.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Double Sun Power!
Well, we've got hot freezing news.
Hot freezing news?
Or freezing hot news.
What? What's happening?
Hot freezing news. Yeah, well, I was reading about cryogenic...
freezing. Yeah, if you don't know, it's been around for a while. Like, Walt Disney's head, I believe, is frozen, right?
Yeah. Cryonics, is that what they call it?
Yeah. It's just like when you die, either your head or your body, and they, I think it's like, what, liquid nitrogen or whatever? And they just, they freeze your ass. And the idea is that sometime in the future, we'll come up with a cure for death. And, I don't know, we'll just, you got your brain in there, and then we'll reanimate it, and away you go.
I don't know about a cure for death, but maybe like... You know, they can bring you back to life or something.
That would literally be a cure for death.
Well, I mean, you still die, but they could bring you back to life.
Wouldn't that, again, cure
I think that's two different things.
How is that?
Because you die. A cure for death means you wouldn't die.
Yeah, but if...
You would die.
If you die, and then they're like, wait, you're not dead anymore, you've literally solved death, hence...
It's not a cure for death.
You've solved death. How about that?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll buy that.
What if they can bring you back, but what killed you is, still, like, they say you die of cancer, and they're like, wait, we can reanimate you. And then they reanimate you, and you're like, good news, bad news, you're alive again. Bad news, you still have stage 4 pancreatic cancer. You're dying. You're like, hell!
And you just stay in that state?
And then you die again, and then we bring you back, and you're like, still haven't cured the cancer, but we can cure your death.
Who won the game?
you're alive for like days at a time, and then you're just down again.
Who won the Super Bowl?
A British man's body has been flown to the United States and placed in liquid nitrogen under a scheme offering a second chance at life. The patient has signed up for a program which offers members the chance of a reawakening via long-term cryonic storage. This is in Michigan. So this man is named only as patient 268. After his death on February 11th, the Cryonics UK group carried out a preservation process, including dry ice cooling, while transport permits were acquired for the 3,700-mile journey. It was then cooled to well below freezing over 25 hours before being stored indefinitely. The UK has the second largest number of CI members in the world outside of the United States. They have 128 people signed up for various suspension options or to play a role in this particular nonprofit's organization. So what happens is, so this guy got there on February 27th at 9:30. The patient was then transferred to the computer-controlled cooling chamber to cool to liquid nitrogen temperature. The human dry ice program was selected at the time, and the time needed to cool the patient to liquid nitrogen temperature was 25 hours. Then they're placed in a cryostat for long-term cryonic storage, and they just look like giant,
like popsicles,
giant tubes.
Yeah, there was an awful story. I guess Ted Williams' head has been frozen, and this is a real story we covered years ago, but. Apparently, like, the people at the lab were taking Ted Williams' head out and showing it to other people, and one of them stuck it on a tuna can to, like, prop it up, and then the tuna can got frozen to Ted Williams' head.
Tough.
That's tough.
It's tough.
Ted Williams, for God's sakes, and he's got a tuna can frozen to his head.
It doesn't matter that it's Ted Williams. It could be anybody. That's not,
it's
not ideal.
It's poor form, but I'll ask you. If your buddy worked at one of these places, and he's like, hey, Rob. You want to see Ted Williams' head? What do you say?
No.
No?
No.
You don't want to see frozen Ted Williams?
I don't need to see frozen Ted Williams.
I'd see frozen.
Didn't Ted they Williams. Do this to Lenin? Isn't he like
no.
frozen, but like in the Kremlin?
No, he's not frozen. He's just preserved.
He's like preserved.
He is?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like you
in
didn't
the
go
Kremlin?
And
yeah, his body is him. Like under glass. It's like a
John Lennon?
No. V.I.
The commie guy.
That was one of my finer jokes. Thank
that
you.
That was great. I thoroughly enjoyed that. No, he's not frozen. He's just his body's there.
Gotcha.
But yeah, Ted Williams is frozen. I'm looking at celebrities that have been frozen.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah, I'm looking at like
so this says
Larry King.
He's frozen?
Yeah.
The suspension process involves bodies being placed in a large cryostat and stored in liquid nitrogen at minus 320 degrees Fahrenheit in the hope that future technology can bring about a second life as well as a cure for conditions that may have caused a clinical death.
Yeah.
Chefs, students, secretaries, and professors are among those who have been deanimated at the largest cryo facility in the world. Again, this is in Michigan. It was founded in 1976. They have two sites in Michigan, housing more than 250 patients who have paid for the outside shot at a revival. The oldest person in there. Oh, and by the way, they have pets in there, too.
Oh, yeah.
People cryo their pets.
That's a little weird, but...
Well, I mean, wouldn't that be cool if they bring you back? You're like, where's Bo Cephas? And there he is. Like, wait.
Yeah, how do I choose? Because I have lost now...
Which pet?
Yeah, I've lost, I think, over my life, six pets that I basically raised.
Well, you got to freeze them all, then. Well, you can't just...
I can't have six dogs.
Why not?
That's too many dogs.
It's all your dogs.
So now I got to choose favorites?
What a world. No, freeze them all. What a world where you could come back and have all your dogs that you had throughout your life all at once.
But now...
How cool would that be?
But now I've got like a... My Roddy died at like 11 with like horrible hips and knees. Is he 11? He was a surly bastard at the end.
Well, now you're getting into details. They don't know the details. See, this is the thing about this. Okay, so by the way, one more... factoid. The oldest person there, or I guess they say patient, is Rhea Ettinger, and she has been in there since 1977.
Huh.
Which is, isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
She was ahead of her time.
Just hanging out in there.
Well, but freezing your body in 1977?
Yeah. I mean...
That's
She was
amazing.
Ahead of her time.
So anyway, my thing is... So I was reading this article. I'm going, well, what's the downside here?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe tuna can,
yeah.
or somebody comes in and fondles you or something.
Well, yeah, I mean, poking you, you know, it's.
I mean, what if they're
really be fondled? You're an icicle, but someone could like, you know, someone could like break off your fingers or something,
or like the computers go down.
Sure, and you rot.
And I don't know, but I also think. And I've long stated, I don't really care what happens to me after I die.
If you want to put my head on a tuna can, be my guest. I don't care.
I mean, I don't want to be Muammar Gaddafi'd, but please don't do that. But other than that, I don't see a downside to this.
Lick him and stick him, boys.
As long as it's not that, like if I had the money for it, yeah. I don't see a downside to this.
Now, how expensive is this?
Well, it doesn't say on here. Somebody texted in earlier, they said it's not as expensive as you think.
Hmm.
And I don't know what that means.
Is that a yearly cost?
I would assume there has to be a yearly maintenance fee. I mean, you're being stored.
Sure.
It's like a storage unit.
Just what happens if you run out of money? Do you, like, melt?
Well, I'm guessing that they just they kick you out of there.
They toss you out in the street.
Yeah. Or
your body just, you know.
It's like Katrina all over again.
In here to, I just Googled costume
Wait,
frozen.
Wait, what did you just say?
Nothing.
Was that a Katrina joke?
Never.
Oh, my God.
By the way, this is ridiculous, because this dip-ass said it wasn't that expensive.
How much was it?
Okay, for your head, if you just want the head, and you got to do hi-ya, you cho-chop it,
okay.
You're looking at an upfront cost of $28,000. Now, if you want the whole body, $200,000.
For what, one time or every year?
I'm going to look.
Probably just one time.
That's a big fee. Nope, there are some providers charge maintenance fees for storage. So, no, that's just the freezing.
Well, how much are maintenance fees?
I'm going to look that up. But, yeah, you're $200,000 for your full body? I'll tell you right now that I'm not getting any money. My family doesn't talk to me, nor do they have money. Still, if I did have money coming my way, I'd be pretty pissed if instead of, your parents, taking care of, their grandkids or whatever, they're, selfishly spending their last $200,000 to freeze their body.
Well, I wouldn't. It's their money. They can do whatever the hell they want with it.
I think with Ted Williams, it was his kids. I don't think he wanted to be frozen. I think his kids decided to do it.
His kid is frozen with him.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
It's a whole weird thing. The kid wanted him frozen, not Ted.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, but again, Ted's dead.
Yeah,
although you should respect someone's, wishes, whether they're buried or what, whatever.
Yeah.
I just don't really care. And so this guy says it's actually pretty rational when you think about it. He says cryonics is like an ambulance ride to a future hospital that may or may not exist someday. While we give no guarantees, if you're buried or cremated, your chances of coming back are zero.
Yeah.
We are therefore a Pascal's wager or a gamble with little to lose and all to gain.
I mean, it's a valid point if you got the cash.
Yeah.
I
think I'm in.
100%. If I've got the money.
I'm going to do this.
I'm, why not? Because then again, it's just, there's no difference between that and just being buried in the ground.
Exactly. I guess the question does become, it's just in perpetuity because, when do they say, okay, probably not going to happen, and then what happens to the bodies?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
Well,
but they probably never say that because...
Well, what if they do? Then you just get buried eventually anyways, right?
Well, I don't know.
Well, if I run out of money and I can't pay the monthly fee or whatever, they're not throwing me into... I'm assuming at that point, then they talk to my family and be like, hey, what do you want to do? And then at that point, you either cremate me or dig me in the ground, which is what you're going to do anyways. I'm just delaying the inevitable.
No, I just mean the technology.
Yeah.
We ever get to a place where it's you know what? This isn't going to happen. Everybody who's frozen needs to go.
Yeah.
Then what do they do?
Yeah, I don't know.
But I don't know that they will come to that point because we're always advancing, right?
Sure.
There's always that hope that it will be coming.
I thought that was a very interesting way they put it. It's an ambulance ride to a hospital that doesn't exist but may exist or whatever that was. That's it.
What do you think about that?
It's not bad.
Let's do it, guys. Let's have a fan cryogenic.
No.
What happens though?
Death freezer.
What happens though if I die and I'm hanging out on the other side with my 72 virgins and I'm having a grand old time? Oh, that's just saying. That's one. A lot of versions of heaven out there. I love how people act like someone else's version of heaven is more ridiculous than your version. People would be 72 versions. In the church that I grew up in, you believe you get your own planet. You get to be God. How is that any more absurd than 72 virgins or vice versa? So either I'm a God on my own planet or I got my 72 virgins and I'm hanging out and I'm living the good life or whatever. And then all of a sudden, you just zap me back, and I'm like, what the hell? What do you mean? And now I'm back?
So you find out the afterlife is great.
Yes! Dude, I'm just knee-deep in coke and whores having a grand time in the afterlife, And then next thing you know, I'm back here in an old, wrinkly body.
Well, you just die again and then just say, don't freeze me this time.
Yeah, but what if I die and now I don't have as cool afterlife? What if now, like...
You go to a boring afterlife?
I go to a boring afterlife? Or what if, like, I get reincarnated as something lamer? You know, there's some risk involved in this.
Yeah, it's like the afterlife, like, different cities.
I don't know.
Where you get jettisoned to, like, Tulsa. And you're going, cats, this kind of sucks. Yeah, yeah. But then other people are like, oh my God, this is great. Rap, you got to get over here.
Yeah, it's tough. That's what I always wondered, because, like, they always say, like, again, I only go with the church that I was raised in, but, like, and this is no offense to anyone because there are some wonderful people.
But offense.
But look.
To all of you.
Yeah. You know, I never really quite fit in. And if that is all the people, like, that are, like, up in heaven. Do I really want to hang out there? I think there's going to be a lot cooler people other places.
Down south.
Well, I mean, do I get choices? Can I visit? I don't know how all that works. I'm just, you know, if I have to go and then, like, what do I do for, like, eternity?
Well, don't you go to the pearly gates and talk to God, right?
Yeah,
don't you stand there and
yeah,
you have
but
to,
I don't know
he has
what,
to ask you questions. And
look, I'm not getting in there. I know.
He either opens the gate or he doesn't.
I got a good idea of what's going to happen. I don't think the gate's wide open for me.
Listen, I'm taking my chances with the cryo, okay?
I like where
all
we're
that
going.
Other crap.
Freeze my ass.
That's right. Freeze me.
Got your little dog in there. Maybe you'd be frozen with Nurse Nice. And
yeah. Holding hands. Yeah. Hold little frozen hands.
It's adorable. Like a notebook, but like with a little bit of frozen mixed in there. That costs, though. That's a lot. And by the way, I can't find one single... I'm on like four different websites here. And they all just say that there is a monthly maintenance fee, but they don't say what it is. So you know that's going to be high.
It's the fees.
The fees. The fees are going to get you.
Tacking on the fee. Was Live Nation running this?
I think so. Yeah, I guess there's like three major ones. Two of them that like in the U.S.
Michigan.
And, yeah, and they it just says that there's monthly maintenance fees. All right. But look. I will say this, the difference between 28 and 200,000 for the head versus the whole body, that's a significant upcharge.
Yeah, it is. I just wonder, I mean, like, I guess you could think of that as maybe just the head's better because your body
Yeah, I'm figuring if they can bring back my brain from the dead,
right.
They can solve the no body thing. Right.
So it might just be a little better value to
you keep the brain.
Just do the head.
Keep my brain and then. Because I'd like to get like a new body too. I'd like with some hair and, you know.
Yeah. Because you're right. You don't know the technology. What if you can pick the body?
Exactly.
And then you're like, well, and then the old guy that kept his body and his head and paid an extra $175,000. Well, he's not stuck, but he's like, hey, chop off my body.
Yeah.
Give me that body.
I want to come back as Steve.
And that'll cost you more money.
It's all about money. Gotta have those dollars.
Well, listen, if I got a bunch of money and I'm dying.
Yeah.
I think I could break off some for this.
Can't we just start our own cryo business and then we just, like, it's, I bet there's a lot of fraud in that because.
That's a good call.
Right? Like, oh yeah, I got you.
Are you saying not really freeze the bodies?
Exactly.
Well, don't you think, I mean, you're going to want proof, right? Look, if you pay that kind of money?
You can come up with some kind of proof. Like, I'm just saying, like.
Visit the bodies?
Go visit them? Yeah. Go visit them and look in there.
I just think there's a lot of ways we might be able to cut some corners. Cut some corners.
Would you go visit, like, let's say the BTJ gets cryogenically frozen?
That's weird.
You gonna go visit her?
That's weird.
Look at her just standing there all cold.
Yeah. Can I bring my new 19-year-old Thai girlfriend, or is that weird? That
was all. Out.
Oh, I was gonna say something, but I'm not. I'm just gonna keep it quiet.
Well, how screwed up will this next kid be for life?
A lot.
Well, no, you don't even know the story.
I'm just saying a lot. If you're asking the question, the answer is a lot.
That's next year's will.